It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, I know it's been very, very cold. I went to Mount Sunapee on Sunday, January 7th, and did wear a face mask. First time in my life I wore a face mask, so it is very cold. And for all my running friends who are still running, thank you again for participating in the Millennium Mile on New Year's Day. It's always great to see you. And the next race of the Millennium Mile series is Sunday, January 14th. So depending on when you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on Saturday, January 13th, come on down to the Copper Door in Bedford. The race starts at 9:45 on Sunday, January 14th. And if you're listening to this on Sunday, January 4th itself at 7 a.m., there's still time to drive down and register around 8:30, and the race begins at 9:45. So I'm still trying to run as much as I can. The race at Ragged Mountain, the Winter Wild race on Saturday, January 6th, was canceled because of the wind and the low temperatures. So I've done a little less running, a little bit more skiing these days. But this show is about Convenient MD and the whole concept of urgent care. And once a year, I have Max Poyanic join me. And Max, thank you for joining me this weekend leading up to Martin Luther King Day. Thank you for joining. I hope you're keeping warm, and hopefully you like cold and snowy weather.
I do indeed. Yeah, it's always nice to join you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So let's start with, for the listening audience, kind of the advent, how you see urgent care, the emerging industry, how that came into being. To some extent, you know, it's a response to the overuse of emergency care, but I know it's a lot more than that. So why don't you give us a primer on urgent care, and then we'll segue into Convenient MD.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. The urgent care industry actually has moved up here to New England slower than other parts of the country. But basically, the reason that urgent care has grown so quickly is because of the change in primary care. So primary care providers today, there are a lot less people going into primary care. And that means that patient panels are a lot larger. Also, a lot of primary care providers today work for hospitals rather than running their own independent practices. And so you end up with primary care providers today that might have anywhere from two to four or five thousand patients in their panel. That's patients that they take care of, versus 30 years ago, they probably had 500 patients in their panel. And so they can't possibly be available for their patients the same way that they used to be, certainly through no fault of their own. And that means that more people have been going to emergency rooms, and you've seen about a 50% increase in emergency room visits over the last, let's call it 15 or 20 years. And as a result, there's been a new solution of urgent care, walk-in care, that's developed to try and bridge the gap between primary care and emergency room care. And a lot of people do that differently, but Convenient MD is a New Hampshire organization started by my partner and I in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We now have 9 facilities around New Hampshire. We're in about a 30-minute drive from 80% of the population in New Hampshire. And our version of urgent care is to be what we call full service. So we've got physicians and PAs and nurses and rad techs, but basically the same team you'd have in the ER, able to treat 70 to 80% of people that walk into emergency rooms. So a much broader scope of care than other walk-in clinics at the lowest possible cost. But really it's all about giving people convenient access and not taking away people's primary care providers. We want to make sure every person listening should have a primary care provider that they see at the very least for their annual physical every year. But if they need urgent care and they can't get in to see their primary care doctor, we want to make sure that they have a real good alternative other than the emergency room when their life's not in immediate jeopardy.
So did you and your partner, when you were conceiving Convenient MD, did you look at industry trend data on, you know, less and less primary care physicians or access issues? Were you looking at location? Were you looking at the trends? Did you look at all that data and then one day say, okay, let's get into urgent care and brand it Convenient MD? Is that I mean, I don't want to oversimplify.
Yeah,
but...
you know, those are really good questions, and I think you stated it pretty well. So you basically, we were originally trying to, the data around ER utilization and the lack of convenient access and is extremely compelling. The amount of money that individual residents in New Hampshire spend in the ER that doesn't need to be spent there is extremely compelling. So that was obvious. And we spent about 2 years visiting urgent care centers all over the country. We literally walked through more than 200 urgent care centers. And we said, how can we take the best of everything we've seen and put it together in a way that's going to help New Hampshire residents get the most that they, you know, the best quality care at the lowest cost? Because in New Hampshire, we have very high cost of care and we have very high deductibles. So our residents are actually paying the bill. And so all that stuff mattered. And ultimately we came up with, hey, this is the type of urgent care we think we should, full service urgent care we think we should offer. And we branded that as Convenient MD Urgent Care. Within New Hampshire, we spent a lot of time trying to figure out where do we need to be throughout the state to provide great access to New Hampshire residents. And so we're still continuing to open more locations, but we've hit the large majority of them at this point.
Was there one particular state that was most relevant to how it may work and how it is working in New Hampshire?
Well, it's not less so about states, and there's some relevant data points. For example, in Phoenix, at the time we looked and we were trying to do this, there were about 100 urgent care centers in the city of Phoenix, which had the same a larger population than the state of New Hampshire, and we had less than a dozen urgent care centers in New Hampshire. So there was a need from a access perspective. But what's really important is not just the number of urgent care centers, but the type of urgent care centers and what they can offer their patients. And we found a handful of different models of urgent care around the country that were offering a much broader scope of care, staffed with ER experienced providers in large facilities with more tools available, rather than a doc in the box type model with a less trained team that could do a lot less for their patients. A typical walk-in center, which is what's most common in New Hampshire and around the country, can see about 20% of patients that would walk into an emergency department. That's the standard version of urgent care. And then there's what we call full service urgent care, like Convenient MD, that can see 70 to 80% of patients that walk into an emergency department. So it's about the data points we found most interesting was the prominence of urgent care, such as in Phoenix versus New Hampshire, and then also the type of urgent care. And there were a lot less of those.
I'm assuming part of your analysis and part of your relationship building was probably meeting with hospitals to make sure that they realized that you weren't a competitor, you could actually help them. Meeting with insurance companies, Harvard Pilgrim, Cigna, Tufts Freedom, to make sure they understand how the reimbursement would work. Because I'm sure another question you get when, you know, people come to Convenient MD is whether or not my insurance is going to cover it and things like that. So tell us how those communications and relationships went about.
Sure. Well, yeah, those are all really important relationships. And so starting with the insurance companies, it's important that you're obviously a network, but also that the plan design that the insurance companies are developing is in a way that the patients have a real good incentive to choose us rather than the emergency room or us rather than other walk-in centers that can't do as much for them, and that it costs them the least. And so not only are we charging the lowest price, but that also that's being pushed down to the patient. It's costing the patient the least amount of money, and that they're being educated about different options. So right from the beginning, we worked really closely with Anthem, Harvard, Cigna, the larger groups here in New Hampshire, and worked really closely with them on all of those initiatives and have been really close partners. And then with the hospitals as well, the first thing we wanted to do, just as you said, and also with the independent primary care practices, which we have some really great independent primary care practices like Derry Medical, Southern New Hampshire Internal Medicine, as well as great hospital systems and a lot of hospital systems here in New Hampshire. And it was important that we went out and said, hey guys, we want to compliment you what you do. We want to make sure that when patients can't get in to be seen in their primary care provider, we're here to to see them, provide great care, always send them back to you, make sure the record's always getting back to their primary care provider, because about 85% of primary care providers in New Hampshire work for hospitals. So it's very important that we partner with them. And those relationships have, you know, as you said, sometimes were more difficult to develop, but over time have developed really well, and even some, you know, as a New Hampshire bred organization, but when we first started new to New Hampshire, it took a little time for certain hospital networks to recognize that we were really going to be a good partner for them.
What about electronic medical records? So and after the break, we'll talk about your new X-ray process, et cetera. But in general, are you hooked up electronically? So, you know, if I get an X-ray at Convenient MD and then it turns out, you know, I might have a slight meniscus tear, does that go to my physical therapist? How does that all work?
Yeah, so it's a really good question. So, again, we're trying to be an extension of the primary care provider, and that means that we need to make sure we're communicating with them really effectively. So whenever a patient walks into Convenient MD, one of the first things we're going to ask you during your check-in process, which takes about from the time you walk in the door to the time you're in your room with a nurse, the whole thing should be less than 7 minutes. That that part of that process is, who is your primary care provider? And a patient will give one of two answers. Either they have a primary care provider, and that's great because now we know where to send the medical record after the visit, which gets sent that night around 2 a.m. If it's more urgent, it can't wait to send the record for the primary care provider to see the record at 2 a.m, we'll pick up the phone and call them and speak with their office while the patient's in the building or shortly after they leave, depending on the urgency. But then also, if the patient doesn't have a primary care provider, we'll set them up with one. So a part of the checkout process then becomes, I see you don't have a primary care provider, we've diagnosed you with whatever.
So I think once physicians understand that, this is the rising tide actually helps everybody. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm here this weekend, January 13th and 14th, leading up to Martin Luther King Day, one of the most important days of the calendar in my view. This weekend with me is Max Poyanik, who is one of the principals of Convenient MD, a thriving urgent care facility center. There are 9 facilities in New Hampshire, full service, and we were talking with Max about the relationship that he may have. A patient comes in to Convenient MD, let's say they had the X-ray, and how the medical records go on to either the physical therapist or the physician, and then also interfacing with the primary care physician. So why don't you finish that topic, and then let's segue into the flu.
So with X-rays in particular, so we've always offered X-rays in all of our facilities, of course, for patients that might need an X-ray. And the new service that we're providing though now is we're actually contracted in addition to an urgent care center as an imaging center. So if a patient goes to see their primary care doctor, and their primary care doctor says, "Hey, you need a chest X-ray, or you need some other type of an X-ray," instead of going to other imaging centers that typically are going to be very expensive, on average, you're looking between $350 to $400 for the X-ray, plus often a separate bill for the radiology read on average. You can walk into Convenient MD and have that same X-ray done for, on average, about $45, including including the read itself. So you're going to be about 80% less expensive for X-rays at Convenient MD than most other places that you would go. And that's important because X-rays, even though people think, "Hey, I need a CT, I need other type of expensive imaging," those are much less common than X-rays. They're by far the most common imaging procedure done. And it's just so convenient because the patient can get the order from their primary care provider instead of going to some other imaging center, walk over to Convenient MD. They don't need an appointment. They'll be in and out on average in about 45 minutes, and the X-ray automatically gets sent to the ordering provider, so the patient doesn't need to do anything. And most X-rays for almost every plan goes to your deductible. So instead of $400 on average going to your deductible for an X-ray, you'll have $45 go to your deductible on average for your X-ray. And some plans, like Anthem is an example, if you use, you know, Smart Shop or some of these other opportunities to get reimbursed for making smart healthcare choices, you'll actually, with Anthem, they'll give you $25 toward your X-ray, so it's costing you $20 for your x-ray instead of $400. So it's a really nice, convenient thing for patients that we just started offering.
So the fact that an x-ray is an x-ray, and if you can get it less expensive, you know, makes sense. And so that's probably music to the ears of many major employers because, again, I don't want to risk the inside baseball with the listening audience, but for many large employers, they're known as self-insured or administrative services only, where they're paying, they may use a Harvard, Anthem, Cigna, Tufts, but in effect, they pay the claims are what the claims are, and then they pay the insurance company administrative fee. So obviously, if the claims are less because an x-ray is, you know, 50% less, encouraging employers, you know, employees of the employer to use ConvenMD makes sense. So do you meet, I know in our company, Northeast Delta Dental, you've met, you know, with our HR team led by Connie Roy Jaskowski, and everybody in our company is well aware of the ConvenMD locations. But are you educating employers on the value of urgent care?
Yeah, we actually have a team of three people, and that's all they do is go out and meet with employers to help them educate their employees about how to improve the quality of care for their members and help get their employees get the most out of their benefits by going to ConvenMD rather than the emergency room, now using us for x-ray services instead of other more expensive imaging centers. And we would be happy to, you can call any of our locations and ask for one of our team members to come out and work with you. And we'd be happy to work with any employer. But of course, the biggest benefit is really to employees because most imaging services and deductibles are so high today that employees, even for urgent care, they're often paying the majority of that bill themselves. So it's most exciting for me to help, you know, New Hampshire residents be able to get great care at a lower cost.
For the general public, who's basically listening to this, can you give us the contact information?
Sure. For the general public, I would walk into any ConvenMD location anytime for either an urgent care service or an x-ray service. They don't need to call, don't need to pick up the phone. Just walk in anytime that you're sick or injured, need urgent care services at any ConvenMD urgent care location. Or also, if you have an x-ray order that you've been provided by your primary care provider or another provider, just take that order and walk into any location at any time. And we have a facility in Windham, New Hampshire, and Nashua, New Hampshire, and Merrimack, New Hampshire, and Bedford, New Hampshire, and Keene, New Hampshire, in Concord, New Hampshire, in Exeter, Stratum. We call it our Exeter location, but it's actually on the right on the Exeter Stratum line, right off of 101. In Portsmouth, we're of course located, and then in Dover,
and soon coming to Maine. Portland,
we actually
and Westbrook.
Just opened,
So in a lot of ways, I mean, Northeast Delta Dental, as you know, is New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. So maybe you'll. There's not a lot of big population centers in Vermont, of course, other than Burlington. But maybe you'll consider Burlington. Most of the people listening to this are in the Concord area, and that's at 8 Loudon Road, correct?
Correct.
And that number is 226-9000, but as Max just mentioned, you just walk in there anytime, 8 to 8, 8 Loudon Road, you can get a visit. So tell us about the flu shots and the flu illness season.
Well, the early indicator, we've been very busy this year. There's been a lot of flu. It appears as though we might be off to a very busy flu season. We're seeing a lot more flu this year at this time than we saw last year. It's really picked up significantly over the last couple weeks. And first thing that the listeners should do, if they haven't already had a flu shot, they should go into any ConvenMD location or any other location, a primary care provider, and get a flu shot. The flu shot this year looks like it's about 30% effective, which is about the same as last year. So while it'd be nice if it was 100% effective, it's better to be 30% effective than not at all. A lot of people think that there's a perception that the flu shot might get them, that they may get the flu from it. That is impossible. The flu shot is a dead virus. You can't get the flu from the flu shot, but you could not feel well, because when you get the flu shot, they're giving you a little bit of of dead virus, and your body is going to work hard to build immunity to that, to those strains of the flu shot, and that might not make you feel good.
What about Max? If we have a listener that hasn't gotten the flu and maybe thinks that she or he already has the flu, would it still be a good idea to go out and get the flu shot?
If you think you might have the flu, you wanna walk into CUNY-MD and get diagnosed. So you would only get the flu shot if you're not sick at the moment, and you haven't already gotten it. If you're sick, it's a good idea to be seen and be diagnosed with hopefully not the flu, hopefully just a cold.
And tell us, I know, again, recognizing neither one of us is a doctor, but cold versus the flu.
So if you, cold versus the flu, if you've got a high fever over 102, if you've got fatigue and exhaustion, if you just, you know, it's tough to get up and do anything because you really feel, you know, poor, and you've got full body aches and pains, those are good indications that you may have the flu, and you definitely want to check that out. As far as the cold goes, generally with the cold, you'll have uncontrollable, you might have sneezing, you'll have a runny nose, congestion. With the flu, you tend to have less congestion, a sore throat. A severe sore throat is more likely going to be a cold than a flu. A severe sore throat might also be strep throat. That's another good thing to get tested for if you have a severe sore throat. And then a cough, which tends to be a much more dry cough for the flu, whereas for an illness, it may be more likely to be a wet cough, although it could also be dry. But basically, with a flu, your symptoms are going to come on a lot faster and stronger. And it's going to be that higher fever, fatigue, exhaustion, and real full body aches and pains.
Great. Now, you have a publication called The Doctor's Note, and obviously you have doctors on staff and physicians, et cetera, that work for you. So tell us what that publication is.
Yeah, go to our website and check out The Doctor's Note. It's a blog that we put out on a monthly basis that's very timely. So we'll be following up on things like, you know, last month was the flu shot, this month cold versus flu. All that kind of stuff, depending on the season, you know, tick bites in the summer, things that you might be interested on based on the season of the year. And it'll be one of our medical leaders, one of our physicians or medical directors writing about that particular topic. And people really like it, again, because it's really tends to be very timely.
So we have about 30 seconds. So 9 convenient MD locations later and 2 opening up in Maine. What's been the biggest learning as an entrepreneur doing something that's good for society? What's the one thing that has surprised you, and what's the one thing that's been validating?
I think it's been really cool to see the teams in each clinic really take pride and ownership of their communities and want to get really, really involved. We do hundreds of activities every year for our local communities, and the teams we try to make sure that the teams working in each facility live and work in the communities that they've grown up in often, or they certainly live in. So there's a real tie to the local community in every clinic. And beyond that, I've just made so many great friends. It's been a lot of fun.
So it's been really fulfilling. It's great when the vision comes through. So here we are, 9 locations later. Again, the one in Concord is 8 Loudon Road, 226-9000, but just drop in. Max Poyanik, thanks for joining me this weekend.
Thank you.
My running friends, I'll see you at the Snowflake Shuttle very soon. Take care. Have a great weekend.